But yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites of the Way Back with Johnny show, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to welcome you all back in via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Also being heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And also being heard throughout the greater Toronto area, as well as the Durham County, through www.offshorerocks.com. With that shared, we can also be found on the World Wide Web at www.youtube.com, at my YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny. With that all mentioned, I would like to begin the second hour of the program this morning with a double feature to the true undisputed queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells, who would have celebrated her 106th birthday yesterday, born yesterday in 1919, and I would like to salute her today with a double feature. First will be her later version of her all-time classic called It Wasn't God, and then we'll wrap up this set and welcome you all to the second hour with only me and my hairdresser, Noel. With that, I'd like to welcome you all into the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trusting wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. Everybody says I always look so happy. They always tell me you're so good for me. They never see the worry that I try to hide, 'cause I keep it covered up so they can't see. It's funny what a little hair dye can do. though the truth one can hide. But underneath it all, the truth is hurting. And as long as I've got makeup, I've got pride.
Yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute and welcome our very good friend and co-hostess, as well as furry mascot, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our program this morning. With this being a tribute to Papa Joe Brown of the famed Family Brown, I'd like to salute a collection of early classics as chosen by Simbush the Wonder Husky. Also, I would like to mention that these are a collection of songs from the early years of Joe Brown's career. First, we'll hear from Joe Brown, Papa Joe, as he is known today. But back in the day in 1957, him and Ward Allen did a version of the old Squid Jigging Ground. Then we'll follow with Saginaw, Michigan. We'll then follow with the ballad called All Right, I'll Sign the Papers, which was made famous by George Morgan. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than a song called Understand Your Man. Now, it should be also mentioned that these are all played off the original vinyl records because, sadly, there is not very many, if any, digital versions of Papa Joe's music. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all in. And thank you, Simbush, for your contribution to today's program.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Come on in here, boy, out of the weather. I got a real old fishing story I want to tell you about how they go squid jigging in good old Newfoundland. Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather with oilskins and boots and cape and batten down. All sizes of figures with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. The man with the whiskers is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears three pair of stockings whenever he's out on the squid jigging ground. There's men of all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Chafin, there's young Raymond Brown. Right yonder is Bobby, and with him is Nobby. They're chawing hardtack on the squid jigging ground. God bless my sou'wester, their chipper gone chaffy. He's the best man at squid jigging, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a bustle, all hands are excited. It's a wonder to me that nobody is drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squid on the squid jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered. There's spots of the squid juice are flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't care a hang on the squid jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squid are on top of the water. I just got me jigger about one fathom down. When a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's cussing like mad on the squid jigging ground. Now if ever you feel inclined to go squidding, leave your white shirt and collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without a silk hanky, you better stay clear of the squid jigging ground.
I will was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in our house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan, the daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. Her dad called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm digging in this frozen ground so cold. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a rich man. I've hit the biggest rock in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. And he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father-in-law your Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold ground. The crazy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. The happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. I've tried so hard to keep our home alive, but you don't even care that I'm around. You tell me that somehow love has died, and you'd rather be set free than be tied down. I've laid awake at nights when you were gone, and thought of all the things that I could do to try and make you happy when you come home. But the more I try, the more you make me blue.
All right, I'll sign the paper.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone like I said. You'll say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Stay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand your man, tidy up your bath now. Understand your man. Salvation Army, everything else I leave behind. I ain't taking nothing that'll slow down my traveling while I'm untangling my mind. I ain't gonna repeat what I said anymore while I'm breathing air that ain't been breathed before. I'll be gone as a wild goose in winter. Then you'll understand your man. Meditate on it, honey. Understand your man. You hear me talking now. Understand your man. Remember what I told you, honey. Understand your
Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle.
Now, friends, following those classics by Papa Joe Brown, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. It's once again that time in the program where we like to salute and share another collection of great Canadian country music with y'all today. In this segment, I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that mentioned, I'd like to share a collection of songs that are very much associated with the Ottawa Valley. First, there'll be two songs written by Barry Brown and performed by Legends of the Valley. First of all, it's going to be a classic called The General Store of Silas, and that was sung by none other than Ralph Carlson. Then it'll be a song called Maple Hill Way, which is quite a tearjerker, but Barry Brown wrote many years ago and Orville Prophet recorded. Then we'll hear two songs by the true legends of Ottawa Valley who were associated with the family Brown. First will be our late friend Ronnie Prophet and a song called Summertime Dream. Then we'll wrap up with another legend of the valley, this time the legendary storyteller Wayne Rostad and his classic The Year McLaren's Store Burnt Down. With that, I would like to offer these as Canadian legends and true gems. Welcome in, friends.
There was turpentine and straw hats, oatmeal and mouse traps, and anything that you might want to buy in the general store of Silas McBride. Back when this town was a bend in the road, and I was just a gleam in Daddy's eye, there wasn't much around except a church and a school and the general store of Silas McBride. Silas was a man who made the best of what he had, built his store out of old knotty pine, and the floor would creak beneath him and tell him where he stood, and you would never know that he was blind. Yeah, the old man was blind, but he could help you find anything you were looking for. He knew where you stood by the creaking of the wood in the floor of the general store, the general store of Silas McBride. Now Silas took me in when I lost my folks. And after school I'd help him stock the shelves. And I learned that credit wasn't given to a card, but only to a man himself. And I asked Silas once why he was never wrong. I mean, how could he trust everyone? And with watery eyes he smiled and said, you'll find out that faith brings out the best in everyone. Well, the floor still creaks in the old general store, but Silas McVile is gone. But before he passed away, he ordered a sign that read, the general store of Silas McVile and grandson. Yeah, the old man was blind, but he could help you find anything you were looking for. 'Cause he knew where you stood by the creaking of the wood in the floor of the general store. General store of Silas McVile. The general store of Silas McVile. There is a house that we went to see. My mom and my daddy, my puppy and me. There's a big backyard and trees all around. Daddy said to mommy, our home is found. Me and mommy smiled and said, let's move right away to that big friendly house on Maple Hill Lane. I remember all the good times we had. For love lit the house of my mom and dad. How safe and it made me feel, but mom had a secret that she could not reveal. And every night before I went to bed, I would kneel and pray that we'd always have our happy house on Maple Hill Way. Then one night Daddy woke me and told me to get dressed. He said mommy was sick, then he gave me a kiss. And when I saw mommy lying there upon her bed, I remembered all those prayers I'd said. Daddy held me tight and said, mommy's gone away from you and me and our house on Maple Hill Way. Every morning I awake and hear Daddy cry. I hear him asking over and over, why God finds. And when I awake, he turns away and rubs his eyes. He says, good morning, sunshine. There's a big blue sky. And at night when alone I found my bed, I lay and remember how happy it was
wonder if we'll ever be happy in our house on Maple Hill Way. In our house on Maple Hill Way.
Different town. The year McLaren's store burnt down while Carol Cross was only 39. And the Bytown stage was not forgotten by the Pritchards and all the McLaughlins who'd come to farm the land and cut the pine. The dirt road south to Chelsea wound around the couldn't hitch a fast ride into town. Now there's a four-lane highway. There's little need of a railway. Not like the year McLaren's store burnt down. No more white. white rose gasoline. Then Brown's Anvil no longer rings. Memories of old dog were being made around the town the year Clarence Store burnt down. Maybe there's no white rose gasoline that I can hear Ben's Anvil singing to me. And I can picture
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team to our program. That, of course, is our smallest member of our morning team. However small she may be, she sure makes it up with a giant personality and a giant heart. Little Gunny the Dachshund has her collection of Papa Joe favorites once again. And it also should be mentioned that these are again played off the original vinyl records, this time called Always in Reach, which I understand was released in 1986 as a memorial album to Papa Joe. With that, let's pay tribute to three songs off this original album. First is going to be his all-time classic called Old Ship. Then we'll follow with Mother, which was often remembered today as a Hank Snow classic. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than another favorite off this Papa Joe Brown album. And it's going to be Joe's version of As Long As I Live. And this was also known as a Kitty Wells classic. But Papa Joe is joined here today with the family Brown. We will be back following these classics. So with that mentioned, stay tuned for some more great classics here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshorerocks.com. Welcome in.
When I was a lad, an old ship was a pup. Over hills and valleys, we'd roam. Just a boy and his dog. We were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole when I would have drowned beyond death. My old ship was right there to the rescue he came. He jumped in and help pull me out. Now as the years rolled on by, an old Sheppy grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. And one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do any more for him, Jim. So with trembling hands, I picked up my gun and aimed it at Chip's faithful head. But I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wished they would shoot me instead. I went to his side and I sat on the ground. He laid his old head on my knee. And I stroked the best pal that a man ever had. I cried, though I scarcely could see. Now old Sheppy knew he was going to go, because he reached out and licked at my hand. He looked up at me just as much as to say, we're parting, but I understand. Now old Sheppy's gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home. Need you tonight, son, when you crave her caress. She has reared you to manhood, and now you've laid her to rest. Those flowers and their beauty, ah, to her they're unknown. 'Cause tonight she's with the angels up around the great throne. So don't wait that late, son, to try and repay. Give those flowers and give those treasures, give them today. Let her know that you love her and show her that you still care. 'Cause she's your mother, God love her, she's as true as a prayer.
So kiss her, old brown, whisper softly and true, Mother, you're just an angel.
As long as I live, if it be one hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering forever and ever. I love you, dear, as long as I live. It was easy said, that night we parted, that we'd forget we'd ever met. I haven't forgotten, I wonder if you have, or if your heart still holds regret. Same old moon we once watched together, somehow tonight don't seem the same. In every little tear I see your face now, and every little breeze seems to whisper your name. As long as I live,
as long as I live,
if it be one hour,
if it be 1 hour,
or if it be
100 years,
I'll keep remembering.
And letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Way Back Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or a suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch. By snail mail, just send your letters, care of Woodlock Ranch Studios, and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca, and we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to a very special song. This song, released in 1986 on the album Always in Reach by Papa Joe Brown, which was, as we mentioned just prior to the last three songs, a memorial album to the memory of Papa Joe. With that mentioned, this song is one of the most heartfelt songs because he is joined here with his grandchildren, I believe, in what we like to call a thing called love. With that, I would like to dedicate this in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willie B, and all the dads out there who stand 6'6" and weigh 235 pounds. We'll also dedicate this to my stepdad, Big Daddy Al, who is a good fan of the music of none other than Johnny Cash. As we all know, this was originally done by the man in black, Johnny Cash. But here's our late friend, Papa Joe Brown, once again.
Six foot six, he stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down to the knees below. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back out, but I saw him crying like a little whipped pup because of love.
Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like a wind it covers all the land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world and turn it all around.
Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle and doubt, trouble their minds day in and day out, too busy with living to worry about a thing called love. When I see a mother's tenderness, she holds her young close to her breast, I thank God the world's been blessed with a thing called love.
Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like a wind it covers all the land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world and turn it all around.
Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers all the land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man,
ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Grampy, we love you.
I love you too.
Now, friends, I would like to share a little song before we send us into the top of the third and final hour here this morning, and our centennial birthday to the 100th anniversary of his birth. However, Barry Brown mentions that his mother was a very well-respected songwriter as well as his dad and himself, as well as most of his family. With that mentioned, we are going to pay tribute to Flora Brown, the wife of Joe Brown, and it's going to be an all-time classic that Joe recorded many years ago with his family Brown called Tag Along Joe. Now this is from 1979 and was the B-side of a two-sided single. With that, I hope y'all enjoy this classic as we remember an old-time classic called Tag Along Joe.
In the fields we often played with the friends that you used to know, and I would always cry if you wouldn't let me go. Then your friends would laugh and say, it's all right, he won't be in the way. Jeannie, that seems such a long, long time ago.
Bad little tag along, Joe.
Jeannie. Jeannie, what has happened since we lost Dad and Mom? You did your best to bring me up the way that they would have done. Oh, they would have been so proud of you and for all the things you've tried to do. I realize that your life was forfeited for mine, but I was young and selfish then and demanded all your time. At first your friends would come to call, and then there were no friends at all because of when I grew up, I left you and thought I was really living. I got caught up with the wrong crowd and forgot the love you'd given. Now I have lots of time to think as I sit here in my cell. Oh, Jeannie, heaven waits for you, for me. I guess there's hell. If only I could tag along, I'd be a good little tag along Joe.
Well, yes, friends, we're fastly gaining on the third and final hour at 10 o'clock here this morning, and with that mentioned, we would like to pay tribute to a collection of great sacred gospel songs. First, we're going to hear from all-time classic Cousin Clem, or also known as Gordy Tapp, dear friend of the program, and a friend of mine for many years as well. With that, it's going to be Rock of Ages. Then we'll follow with none other than old Montana Slim himself, Wolf Carter, and How Great Thou Art, and then we'll play us into the very top of the third and final hour with none other than the girls, LaWanda and Tracy Brown of the famed Family Brown, and their all-time gospel classic called I'm Gonna Sing, Sing, Sing. With that, I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the hour, and I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world.
Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flow be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All my sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on judgment throne. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me
Up there, no tears will dim my eyes. arms all once again. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
No, I can't believe God's moving.